Central London is busy even on normal days. Major events like the Olympics can bring near gridlock. Steve McCann has been driving a London taxi for 7 years.
It's going to obviously cause traffic. It's going to make you have to drive different routes that you wouldn't necessarily drive. It'd be a bit of a challenge, but it could be a nightmare. Nobody knows how bad it's going to be or how good it's going to be.
To make sure Olympic traffic gets through, the city will close some lanes and some roads to regular traffic, making it even more difficult for taxis and other ordinary vehicles. To help, there's an interactive website showing the worst areas day by day and hour by hour. There will be competitions, concerts, and other Olympics events all over the city. Jonathan Edwards is a member of the London Olympics Organizing Committee.
Cities are not made to function ordinarily, plus having all of the kind of Olympic and Paralympic traffic on top of that. So I think transport and the coordination of it to keep London working and to make the games work is always going to be a challenge.
And it's not just the roads. Two-hour immigration lines at London's Heathrow Airport made travelers angry a few months ago. That's bad for tourism and business. Officials say they've addressed the problem and there's a special terminal just for people participating in the games. Train stations will also be busy, particularly St. Pancras International, where trains run to and from the European continent. Crowded underground train system, the Tube is planning for a 25% increase in passengers during the Olympics. The nearly 150-year-old system is prone to breakdowns, so extra repair crews will be on standby and extra station staff will be on hand to give directions. And London just opened a new transport line, a cable car that goes between two Olympic venues and will remain as a tourist attraction. In addition to the millions of journeys by Olympics visitors, all the transportation lines will have to handle their regular traffic of commuters and visitors. That's why the games will be held in late July and early August, a time that many Londoners are away on vacation. Still, transport will be crowded and confusing, so it'll probably be a good idea to stay close to someone if you can. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.